You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy and I both think this is a pretty good idea. Fidelity is starting this thing where now your teenager can start buying and selling stocks. What do you think of that?
I love it. I've read numerous financial books that talk about starting your kids young sets them up for success, and then letting them dabble with stocks with things that they're into, like, you know, Disney or Nintendo or Sony for PlayStation or whatever, and let them put a little money into things that they like and watch it grow, hopefully.
So yeah, I love Fidelity the idea. Is looking at this as an educational tool, and I agree. Yeah. And you can control, like, you can open the account and put in as much money. Like, maybe you just want to put in $100. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let them see what they can do with that. cool. And then you can close it if you don't feel good about it. But it's called youth accounts, and I think that's I think it's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
Story that's got me laughing this morning is this thing about the FAA with travel, that they need to know how much airplanes weigh so that they can, you know, equip everything properly, have the right amount of fuel and all of that other good stuff. The only thing that is the weight of fuel doesn't change. The weight of the airplane itself doesn't change. Baggage, for the most part, is roughly the same. The wild card in all of this, Jeremy, is the weight of the passengers.
People be eaten.
So it used to be that the average passenger weight, the average was 170. It then shot up to 190, and now they're not so sure. So the funny story is that when you get out to the airport, before you get on a plane, they might ask you to get on a scale. And it's not to shame you. It's purely for research, because they need to know how much passengers these days on average weigh.
I would imagine it's going to be behind a curtain or in a cubicle or something like that. I don't see them just throwing a scale down and saying, hey, step on this before you get
on. I think it would be hilarious if they not only did that, but they had a big, you know, those big monitors that they have?
Yes.
Where they show the flights? Oh. They could put the person's picture and flash their weight up there, too.
No.
Oh, my God.
Winner!
What the?
No, that's mean.
The truth is, you can politely decline the request and they'll just ask somebody else. The other thing that could happen is that they might just ask you, hey, how much do you weigh? And the FAA has advised the airlines to take whatever they're told and add 10 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up.
Because we'll lie.
The FAA, where's their exact wording? Because the wording was absolutely hilarious. They said something like, ask them, and then whatever they answer with, do your own, like, estimate looking at them and add 10.
Give them the elevator eyes and okay, sir.
Anyway, that story just kind of makes me laugh. What else is trending?
Ford has just filed a patent for new technology that's going to put advertisements right on the dashboard of your F-150. They're talking about how most cars have cameras now, backup cameras, front cameras, side cameras. So what they're going to do is they're going to program all those little eyes on your car to scan billboards as you drive by, and then boop, throw a little ad up on your infotainment screen about the Wendy's billboard that you just passed. And they're couching this as a good thing because they're saying, oh, maybe you're zipping by at 80 miles an hour and you didn't catch what exit that Wendy's is at. And you just now have to look down at your screen and boop, exit 24B and get yourself a junior bacon cheeseburger.
You know, they have those billboards now that are electronic that change on their own every few seconds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why with digital technology and cars the way it is, that it wouldn't just be the kind of thing where the billboard digitally sends you a little beam.
Boop. Here's your Powerball jackpot.
Yeah.
I like that. I kind of like
it. And then
it
your car puts it on the screen for you.
Why not? You know, whatever. We get advertisements through the radio. I mean, what's the difference? And you get an advertisement every time you watch YouTube. And
I wrote a piece about this years ago about how you're never aware of how many messages you encounter each day.
Yep.
And it's in the thousands, and people aren't aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of messages per day.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's nutty, isn't it?
That you're exposed to.
So, hold on. I'll take a sip of my Boyer's coffee here. There's a Discovery show coming that I think is right up your alley, Dom. It's a reality show competition series called Who Wants to Be an Astronaut?
I do.
You can put on your little astronaut Halloween costume.
That's right. I've already got the gear.
And sign up for this. They're aiming to send ordinary people into outer space. It's going to be an 8-part series. It's going to chronicle the grueling process of becoming an astronaut. And they're going to have judges, and you got to go through all the tests and the physical stuff. And then some judges will pick the group of people that they want to shoot up on a rocket, and you get to hang out at the space station. So that's kind of cool, right?
Sign me up.
That's really neat. I thought it was kind of funny. We were talking about this earlier today, how it's just become commonplace to see rockets being shot into the air, and we don't really think about the danger too much anymore, and how absolutely amazing it is that we can do this. We're like, oh, yeah, another rocket. All right, what else is going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's to the point where, aren't they saying within 3 years they want to put more people on the moon? That's not that far away.
It's kind of trippy. You can vacation on the moon eventually. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. And then this is some celebrity pregnancy news, just because 1998 Jeremy is having a hard time with this one. My 90s crush, Jennifer Love Hewitt, is pregnant with her third child. I follow her on Instagram, and I saw her little post yesterday where she's holding the pregnancy test. And I just was thinking, you know, what could have been? What could have been? I thought for sure I would cross paths with her one of these days.
You guys are about the same age, right?
She's 42. I'm 41. We would have been just a beautiful couple. But now, you know what? She's got 3 kids. I have 2. It's never going to work now, Dom. It's never going to happen.
You could be like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I guess it still could happen. Who knows? All right. On the heels of the weighing people on airplanes, here's your Fat America. The Naked Chicken Chalupa is coming back to Taco Bell tomorrow.
And which one is that again?
That's the taco where the taco shell is made out of a flattened patty of deep-fried chicken. Yes, please. And then they drizzle it with nacho cheese and wrap it in a pizza.
Well, if it's so good, why did it go away?
They're just teasing us, Dom. Huh. And today's also National Devil's Food Cake Day. You a fan of that moist chocolate cake?
No.
Back in the day, that's what your mom would always make, right? Dump that box out in a bowl.
Duncan Hines or something.
Mm-hmm. Stir it up. That was a pretty good cake back in the day. It's no Costco chocolate cake, I'll tell you that right now.
You got that right.
All right, clickbait.
Clickbait.
Please go to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Somebody compiled a list of all the wise, quote, wise sayings that are actually quite dumb. And we posted the entire list on our Facebook page, like money doesn't buy happiness. There are no stupid questions.
Please.
And you'll sleep like a baby. Babies don't sleep well. Mine had colic. He was up for months.
You
these
know,
are stupid.
I agree with that. The there are no stupid questions is fine if you're in a school situation and you're talking about children.
Learning,
I would,
yes.
I would agree.
Ask questions.
Then there, but we're talking about grown-ass adults in meetings, like the brainstorming meetings.
Like right at the end of the meeting when the boss is saying, all right, let's wrap it up. This has been productive. Any last questions? And then you got that guy.
I got a few final questions.
All right, find the list. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.